All right. So here's the phrase. A la verga.
A la verga?
Yeah.
I do know what that is.
Ah.
That is a child around the age of between 12 and 17 that has transitioned. And a lot of people in Mexico want to call it an albergex. Sweet potato pod with Todd. We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy.
Julio, first of all, welcome to Sweet Potato Pod. I am Top Choice Todd Royce. And this is Julio Subway Gonzalez.
Yes, sir.
I'm rocking the merch. This is my first time rocking the merch.
I'm not lying to you. I was just thinking not that long ago how I've never seen you in my shirt. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I gave him one.
Yeah, no, you did. You did. It's been at the bottom of the closet for a while.
Here it is, right? Why would you wear it? I mean,
but it's very cool. And you are, just that anybody from that's not in the Vegas area knows, you have a 6 o'clock show every night, seven nights a week at the Strat inside the LA Comedy Club. At the LA Comedy Club inside the Strat, actually, they don't fit that needle in the Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you done that show now?
So I came out here and I started at the Planet Hollywood Las Vegas Live. I would do one day a week. Mm-hmm. And I just now completed 2 years there yesterday.
Nice.
And on the 16th, I complete 2 years in LA Comedy Club.
At the LA Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah,
dude. On the 16th. And that's... I am excited, bro. I got to be the only Mexican for about 2 years, man. Like, only Mexican you can see daily on that strip, bro. Yeah, right in the beginning, in the middle, too.
I don't think that's true. I see a lot of Mexicans on the strip every day.
Oh, they're not performing, bro.
They're not performing, no. I do watch them, though, just like constantly. Yeah, what are they doing?
You've been reported a few times.
That's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true. No, that's cool, man. And then, because so you and I met each other in Spokane, Washington.
Not Spokane. Yes.
A lot of people say Spokane. But no, in Spokane, Washington, we met.
Yes, sir.
We did a show together. Who even remembers who was headlining that show?
That's what the crowd said. But I remember it was Todd.
And I remember it because I called you Juan.
Yeah. That was the best part.
It was the most.
Thanks to Juan.
Yeah. Like, wasn't it?
I was hoping you were going to finish that. You know?
Yeah.
That Juan funny guy right there.
Nope. I legitimately thought your name was Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one guy in the crowd that was like, oh, I think that was Julio.
Yeah.
I thought
it was part of your character.
Yeah.
I mean, by that time, okay, look, when I got the job, I looked you up and I saw you and I was just like, oh, this guy's pretty fun. That, what's that thing? Like, oh, bro, I love that stuff, man.
Yeah.
And then I met you and you're nothing like that. Like in real life. I'm like,
yeah.
This guy's
no, I play a character where I'm a complete moron. And now on TikTok, I used to play a character where I was just an idiot. And then you found out, no, he's not an idiot at all.
Not an idiot at all. Juan. Here, this guy. He just messes up Juan time. I remember that, man, because we did the show. Nobody came. It was really like. Nah, there was like 20 people, 30 people there. But
that's a tiny club. It's a huge fucking club.
I know. And then we got food. We got food after that. And then I found out that our diets were kind of the same. And that, as a comic, you know, I felt so alone in that. And it was nice to see somebody
else.
Yeah,
that's true. Neither of us eat meat.
Yes.
Which is weird because, like, I look like I eat all the meat.
Oh, me too, man. Me too. It looks like I started.
We hung out at that. What's that deli called? Because I know a lot of all the comics hang out at that place in Spokane.
At that place after that? I don't know.
Because even like people from the show were there afterwards.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There was two.
But yeah, we were the...
Those two. That's right. They went there.
My fans showed up. And we... we were there for hours. Like, we were just hanging out.
Yeah, we clicked.
Talking.
We clicked. Business. Hung out, talked. Yeah, because I thought you were rich. And I didn't know. You know, I didn't know.
Right.
And here we are now.
And then, like, when I moved to Vegas, I just... That, the week that I was moving here, I just happened to see that you were... I thought just killing doing it. A show.
Yeah, yeah, that. Killing it on the strip. Right, that's it. That.
But I saw you were promoting your first show.
Yeah.
And I thought you were just doing like a one time thing, and then to find out they got all the way to the bottom of the list.
A lot of comics were hoping I was just doing a weekend.
Yeah, but a lot of audiences too. But no, man, you have been killing it. It's awesome.
Thank you, man.
I'm very happy for you. You started comedy in LA, right?
Yes, okay. Yes,
East LA, I'm guessing.
Yes, yep. Yeah, we did it in the alleys in the back, you know? With the baseball bats.
What clubs did you go up in LA?
Oh, shoot. Well, the first club that I ever messed with really was the Haha Comedy Club.
A lot of people, Cafe. It's so funny. A lot of people here in Vegas, mm-hmm. I just hear the Haha all the time now.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's one of the first clubs I started going to, just period, just watching comedy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would go religiously.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the comics that sucked that kind of got me thinking, anyone can do this.
Absolutely. That's the thing. It's the comics that are great that make people go like, oh, that's really cool. And then there's the other comics that are like, I can do
They'll
that.
Let anyone up. They'll let anyone up, man. And yeah, I had that feeling for a while, and it was like I got a good push and a company party, you know, 8 women. I just had them laughing all at the table, and they're like, you should do this. 2 of them were waitresses at the club.
Yeah.
And I've just decided, you know, fuck it, why not? Nice. I was always funny. I got the funny face, so shit. Yeah, didn't matter what I say, I put the right face behind it.
I remember when I was like 19, I wanted to try to get a spot at the Comedy Underground in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I called this guy up, and I was like, I've never done stand-up before. Do you have an amateur night? And he goes, no, whatever. We talked about that. And then I go, yeah, I think I'd be great at comedy because every time I enter a room, people laugh at me. And there was dead silence. And he's like, all right, well, best of luck to you.
And your skin condition or whatever you got, right?
Yeah, like, whatever's going on there.
Man, I got lucky at that point. I never had to really call too much, man. I had a bunch of people that were willing to come out and see me. Yeah. My first show, my first legit show, because I did an open mic and then I did the show.
Yeah.
And my first show, I was supposed to get 5 minutes. They gave me 17. But I brought in 60 people with me.
Everyone living in your apartment at the time?
Bro, basically. No, it was actually my company, the company I worked for.
Fuck, 60 people? And you did 17 minutes up, like your first time on stage?
First time. And the only reason they let me go is because everybody else was laughing. Everybody else in the club, too. But because I had that many people, though, they want them there.
Because, by the way, I've done those mics before where, like, someone comes in and everyone's, like, on fire. And then the fifth comic comes up, and that's the one they're there to see. And then as soon as she's off stage, the entire audience plays. And it's like, oh.
Bro, one time, I'm not lying to you, I felt like Moses. I was at the show, and I was waiting, bro. We were there from, like, 8 o'clock, and this is almost, like, 10:30 now. They had my audience there the whole time. And at this point, I had 75 people. This is the most people I ever brought. But the club made a deal with me where I would buy half the tickets and then sell them for twice as much.
Nice.
So $5 and then sell them for 10, but I had to buy them in blocks of 25.
Yeah.
Well, I sold 75 tickets. And, bro, I'm walking out of this show with, like, $350 in my pocket, and they just held me. They held me. And I'm like, please, can I go up? Like, everyone's got to go to work tomorrow. And then one of the funniest dudes I know, man, fucking Greg Wilson shows up, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to get bumped again. And then they said, nah, this guy brought this many people, and they literally had a board with 75 lines right next to my name, and he's like, he's going to go up next. He's like, oh, shit. He saw how many people. He was like, hell yeah, go up. I went up there. I did my thing. I got off stage. You see 75 people. I'll just get up. Just I'll start leaving them. Greg, true professional. He's like, who the hell was that? The Mexican Moses? Where are you people going? Bathrooms that way. Like, he just kept doing bits. But there's literally, like, I think about 10, 15 people left.
Yeah.
After I got off on that shit, man. That was, like, crazy. That showed me that I had people that are willing to come out and support.
Right.
And, man, that was a blessing. A blessing.
It's great to have that much support up top, like, in the very beginning, and to make that kind of money up in the very beginning. Mm. It's no wonder you're so insufferable now.
Bro, right? Because it gave me this disillusion.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That
comedy pays good.
Yeah.
I learned hard. I learned hard and quick, too. But then I also learned... learned, nah, it's still possible.
Yeah.
And I never got back to that level, because after that, I snuck into that whole giving the tickets out. Like, hey, just come fucking see me, bro. Right, just come see me, laugh at the show, buy a shirt. You know, that's how I made my money after that. And, bro, it's a trip, man, because I kind of want that back now. And I got to go back to the old school. Well, I might get a job at a big-ass factory just so I can talk to people, man.
Just to get them to come out to your show.
Right? Just to get them to come to the
show. On lunch
Did you know
break?
The janitor has two residences? That's crazy. We should go see him.
Then that guy gets written up for being racist. They're like, I'm sure it's not the same Mexican. You're just...
Where are those Filipinos here? Julio works at Kaiser.
Ew. I just... Well, we'll just do this for the one time, because I want this in every episode. I just realized we're...
That's right. Looks like we both sponsored this one.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a sponsor of this podcast, and want to let you know, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra and all of that sort of stuff. Basically, what it is, in layman's terms, nobody likes the soft, and Blue Chew will make it very hard. That's what they're here for. The reality here is that, you know, just ask yourself, does it work? If you don't think you need it, whatever it is, try it for a month for free and see. You can use our promo code SWEETPOTATOPOD at checkout on bluechew.com. Try it for free for a month. Then ask your lady or your man what they think of it, and let them decide if they want you to keep your membership. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Brick house. Till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options right now at bluechew.com. And again, we have a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SWEETPOTATOPOD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code SWEETPOTATOPOD to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and for keeping America's dicks hard.
But bro, yeah, I need to get back to that, because after that, I kind of survived off just being funny and just getting booked. Mm-hmm. Just being, and that's the dream, you know, of everybody, that they can just be funny and be booked. Because when you first start out, it's like, how many people can you bring? How much money can you make?
Right.
And it's a business. I fucking get it. But yeah, man,
it's all about selling drinks. All we're doing.
Hell yeah. We're helping the alcoholics can laugh a little.
Yeah. have you done any of the BBC shows at
BBC shows? No.
Isn't that what it's called? The Big Black Comedy
Big shows? Black Comedies? No, I have not done any. I thought I couldn't. That was the rules.
Apparently,
I identify?
No, I'm just wondering, because I know that they have the new room. Like, they have that old, the room.
Yeah. And honestly, I've never walked in, never been in.
Oh, you really?
Know? Yeah, I say what's up to Prince, like, all the time. I see him out in the hallway. I say what's up, but I don't know who runs it. I don't know who does it. I just kind of come in, do my thing, then I leave.
Now, just for the record, I know you're not black.
I've heard that
other nationalities.
All this. Other minorities like you.
It's the Big Black Minority Comedy Show. Blacks and Other Minorities. Black and minorities. That's my show that I'm going to be producing. Blacks and Other Minorities. It'll just be you.
So Todd and Friends.
It'll be you, Carlos, and Kitty Pine.
That whole panel's gonna be confused.
You think Kitty Pine's your stage name? Probably.
It is, I think. I think so.
Isn't that weird? There's. Do you know that there are names that it's totally illegal to name your kid in the United States?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was looking at this earlier. There's a list of illegal baby names. Here's the list: King, Queen, Jesus Christ. That last one, it took me a second, or that next one, it took me a second to figure out that's actually three. It's illegal to name your kid three.
Three? You can be the, it can be the third, but it can't
yeah,
be three.
But it can't. What if you were three the third?
Right? Three the third.
Santa Claus, you can't name your kid. I want to name my next cat Santa Claus, but C-L-A-W-S.
Wait, so it's actually like illegal? Like
it's illegal. It's illegal
in,
yeah.
In what, if Kentucky?
If you go in and you're like, this is my baby, Adolf Hitler Gonzalez, they're going to be like, no.
They'd be like, no. I mean, like, you.
Messiah? You. But I love.
So if I was like, I got the king. Queen Jesus Christ the third.
This is my daughter at Royce.
Now, oh, so it, even the at, you can't name your kid the at.
So the at symbol doesn't work. But I wonder, could I like do Todd Royce XXL at, or whatever, like could I name my kid my website?
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe.
Could I say my kid ToddRoyceXXL.com?
But you just can't say at.
The 1069 one's interesting because it's like, why couldn't, I mean, why?
Well, apparently, so I looked at that. And uh-huh. Apparently, so it's illegal to name yourself numbers. Someone tried to get their name changed to 1069. And so that one was actually put on the board.
Oh, I see this because, yeah, you can't like intertwine numbers in a name either, I guess. Yeah. That's interesting.
You can't make your name look like a typo.
Monica isn't the only Monica, Jesus. America isn't the only country to put a ban on certain baby names. In fact, other countries have interesting reason why.
Sex fruit. New Zealand.
But wait, so
sex fruit. They're just like, enough of this sex fruit stuff.
Yeah. No, how many more babies had to get named that until they banned
them? How many New Zealanders were like, I like in Mexico though. Well, RoboCop.
I mean, Jay-Z is not from Italy,
dude. This one is just even name Sarah. His kid Blue. You can't even name Sarah. Like that's a normal name.
But have you hang out with Sarahs? They're not the best.
I like in Germany.
That's what Morocco said.
Germany has banned Osama bin Laden. They were like, look, we know what it's like to have an evil man.
We know what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Blue?
007?
Oh, 007. Oh, like my God.
There's another good one from Mexico. Circumcision. Circumcision Lopez. Running around. Don't get cut off by him. Harriet? Why is Harriet banned in Iceland?
That's what I'm saying. There's some kind of normal names on here, dude. Even like Blue isn't really that crazy. No, like, really, Blue is like yeah. I don't think that's off the wall.
That is crazy as Metallica. Yeah. I go Metallica. Even Japan's like, no more devils. And then New Zealand at the top's got a whole phrase, huh?
Tulua does the hula from Hawaii.
Tulua does the hula from Hawaii.
Well, that's only in New Zealand. I'm going to legally change my name to Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
In here, because, yeah, we haven't accepted that. This is crazy. That I didn't even know. And I think there's a bunch more that should be on there that are not.
Yeah.
Like look, you got Snake. Who cares? Snake, that's a cool nickname, yeah.
That's actually. Wait, if you click at the bottom there, it says click here for the full list of illegal names. We don't have to go through them all, but let's just see what else.
Oh, they got a full list.
You want to cross the world or in the U.S.?
Oh, U.S. Let's go. Yeah, let's just try U.S. Okay. Yeah. Oh, is that just it?
I guess it's.
Oh,
here, there's some more on
Tom
here.
Tom in Portugal.
Yeah.
In Portugal, you can't name your kid Tom.
Oh, my God. Look at this one, dude. In Sweden.
Oh, shit.
Okay, wait. Serious question. What if I wanted to name my kid BRFXXXCCXXMNPCCCCLLL117?
Instead of six?
Instead of six. Yeah, I was going to do the whole joke, but then
you got
like,
a case.
This is gonna be
I know,
way
it's
going
to take way too long, brother. I knew where you were going, but
who
dropped the keyboard on that one? Who let that thing banged around for a little bit, man?
It's fucking Harriet from Iceland. Just doesn't know how to type up a birth certificate.
I mean, I get the Quran.
Wolf is...
But Duke?
Wolf.
Yeah.
Duke.
I like cyanide in United Kingdom.
They ain't said no more. Yeah. But Thor Anal would be a good
one. You know what's really... You know what
the most guy's business.
The most confusing one on here is that last one. Australia Duke.
Duke,
Because Duke sounds like an Australian name.
Isn't that like royalty and shit too?
Yeah,
it could be like, oh, he's trying to pretend he's royalty.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Griezmann, Mbappe?
Not trying to be no Judas.
I like how Portugal's like, no more Toms. Tom.
France has banned Nutella. Well, now I'm not going to France.
I'm surprised Germany didn't say no more Adolf Hitler either.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They said no to Bin Laden.
Yeah, right? That's a U.S. one, yeah.
The U.S. was like, we'll see your Osama bin Laden and raise you an Adolf Hitler, bitch.
If you were to look at this list, you'd be like, why is Jesus and Hitler on the same list?
Along with sex fruit.
I know what sex fruit.
Oh, wait, where's Linda? Saudi Arabia. There's like, we've heard about these Lindas. No.
And what's up with Friday, bro? Like, Friday couldn't. They're like, no.
Where? Which country is Friday?
Italy.
Friday Italy. Yeah. Wow.
Right under snake.
What a weird... What would you name your kid if you...
If I had to pick from this list?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shh, I'll go with that BRMXC. Yeah. No one's going to call his name.
That would be just half your show when all the bits.
Bro, right?
Yeah,
yeah. What would you choose, Todd?
I'm going Cyanide, I think. Okay. Cyanide Royce.
Yeah. Be a killer comedian.
Yeah. If his dad can't kill, he might as well.
Put you to sleep like his dad.
Why did we? Why'd you have to pile on to the same fucking joke? What would you choose?
That's a good one.
Tom.
I kind of like. I know,
right? You maniac.
I like Snake, honestly, because, like, have you seen the movies Escape from New York and Escape from LA? Snake Plissken.
Great
movies. Mm-hmm. So I think Snake's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not really like a. I feel like you have to be like a biker or some badass to have
it. Would be weird. But, like, yeah. Hey, but I don't know if you can put your picture up there, but you don't seem like you're going to spawn a snake.
All the Mexico names look like some frat kid, you know? Like, it's RoboCop.
Yeah,
RoboCop. Circumcision.
It's RoboCop, fucker. Yeah. This will be great.
Trust me. Zeet, zeet. You think he did the noises after?
That's hella funny.
Weird.
Say bridge?
We can go on to one from here that I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, did you see that?
Did you see about Doug Stanhope? So Doug Stanhope was on IG Live.
Oh, damn.
And when he was on IG Live, let's see if this works.
This Arizona?
The cops raided his house.
We need a search warrant. Come to the door.
Oh, is this Mexico? How many languages they're gonna do?
So just kind of as we get there, they actually raided and everything. They come in.
Why are they coming in? That's crazy.
And then I think at the end, like, they actually arrest them out. Skip there a little bit, but yeah. So basically, he was on Instagram Live when they raided his home.
But okay, so now I've that's heard crazy. That this was just like a test or something, right? Like, this wasn't real.
Yeah, so spoiler alert when they come down here.
Sorry.
<yeah.
laughs> I don't know how to build up
spoiler,
a
spoiler. I know.
So they said that because they didn't expect it to cause such like a crazy commotion and ruckus.
What did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, I know. It's like he's online. Right? People are going to think, like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Is it like freaking cartel or
welcome
something?
Welcome to the internet, idiots.
Yeah. I guess it was just a training exercise by officers of the county sheriff's office SWAT team. So I guess they kind of just chose him to randomly test.
Have Wait, you ever?
You
have,
can randomly test people like this.
It's intense, right? Yeah.
I could lose drugs for no reason. Yeah. I see them coming up to my door. I'm flushing everything, man. Even if it's legal. Get the aspirin in here.
Have you ever seen anyone get swatted live on Instagram or anything like that?
Oh, bro. It's intense. It's on like Twitch and a bunch of other like live streamers. They get,
We were watching. There's a shout out to a friend of mine in Las Vegas that does live streams here. Out on Fremont Street. His name's The Other Me on YouTube. And he was sitting there, and all of a sudden we were just watching this live, and then cops were like right in his face, and you saw him put his hands out, and he got cuffed. And
damn, that's
it was just
crazy.
Like, because people know where you are and people are assholes. And so they're like, just go find this guy.
That's the thing about live streaming, huh? You just gave your location.
Yeah. by the way,
crazy,
I'll be live streaming here pretty soon.
Hey.
This is not a great idea.
But he was in Brisbane, Arizona on Wednesday. And I guess they didn't know, the cops didn't know that he would be like the timing of it. Like, they plan on doing it, but they didn't think he was going to be live streaming. So that's what caused the chaos.
So wait, so Doug knew that they were going
to
do it.
Obviously,
though,
he had to.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He had to agree to it. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Just like, yeah.
Just randomly
come
pick
on over
you and do that.
I know, huh? It just show up. The fuck? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man, white people got a different relationship with the cops, man. They never killed. They never told me ahead of time.
Even one if it time, was a practice with you, you'd still get bro, shot and sent
they,
over
they
the
called the cops out when I was trying to get into my own house. They called the cops on me, bro.
Really?
I had cops come into my house, guns drawn. Yeah, pull me. I was like 15 years old, bro.
What?
I'm just sitting down on my couch eating chips, and I hear something in the kitchen, and I kind of look around, and I just see a gun barrel.
Jesus.
Coming through, that's bro. And scary. Yeah, homeboy just points it straight at me. Get down. Just yells at me, bro, like I'm a grown ass man. And
like someone would rob your house and just eat cereal.
Just sit down and bro, eat, bro. Yeah, yeah, man. And look, they were just like, oh, this is a different guy. He was wearing a different outfit. This is my house, bitch. I changed. Just like, keep out. And they're like, you got any ID? I'm 15, bro. I don't fucking drive nothing. Like, and then I told, look on the fireplace. You'll see a picture. You'll see my whole life. It's like flourished.
Did that help at all?
And nah, man, like they threw me down, bro. Like knee on my back, gun on the head. Like
Jesus
I can feel it, bro.
Christ.
And they're like, don't fucking move. And then once they realized, like, oh, okay, then they were cool. But for that split second,
yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah, I thought I was
that
God,
is
man.
Fucking wild.
And then
they
threw me outside. Then my dog showed up and they kind of threatened my dog. They're like, if the dog comes at me, I'm gonna fucking shoot it.
What do you fucking expect?
It was like a chow and shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah. And look, the neighbor never said nothing, but they're the ones that called the cops on me because they saw me like getting through the back door. And they're like, who the hell is this? And they were neighbors on the other side, but they parked in this abandoned house, or the house had no owner. So they would park there. And then they saw me go in. And then they called the cops, and the cops came over. Yeah, they just dropped me off. And then they let me go after some lady that lived around the corner would babysit my little brother. She came over, and she's like, no, he lives there. Hold and on. Then they let me go.
What race was the lady?
White.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, he's got someone to vouch for him. And then they let me go. And as soon as the cops and everybody leaves, my mom pulls up. No idea what just happened. Yeah. Lady comes over and apologizes to her.
Are you sure your mom didn't pull?
And my mom's like,
"Oh, Julio,
what are you talking about? No cops came. You're fine,
Julio. You're still here." Turns out your mom was the one that called the cops.
Damn it.
Yeah, man, crazy,
that was crazy. That was my 15? SWAT experience right there. But yeah, I was young.
You're
yeah.
lucky, dude, because yeah. if I was alone in the house at 15, I wouldn't have been eating cereal.
Bro, right?
It would have been a much more embarrassing situation for me.
But this is before the internet, man.
I was 15. I didn't need the fucking internet.
No, bro.
Before the internet existed,
you'd be like
right?
the yeah. Sears catalog. Yeah. You'd be racking it up, bro. Natural Geographics, right? Like anything was helpful back in those days.
Jesus.
But yeah, man, that was my experience right there, bro.
Man,
that was pretty crazy.
That's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hit one more?
Yeah. Let's check it out.
What else we got?
So, in honor of football, so are you a football fan, Julio, at all? Do you
oh,
watch football?
Hell no, man. I gave up football a long time ago, bro.
Fair enough. Well, one of the major storylines of last year, me as a 49ers fan, was that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce started dating. I'm sure you at least heard that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
because I'm a huge fan of Taylor.
You're a Swiftie?
Big Swiftie.
Yeah, baby.
So, basically,
you
what
see
it
my
is,
floors. So clean. Swifty all day.
So basically she would show up to games and obviously was making the NFL a ton of money, but us fans, honestly me included,
you think that's her favorite finger she's holding on to right there? Just like the whole hand takes on that little thing.
That is funny. But they would keep showing her during games. Like the game would be yeah. going on and they would pan to her and show her reaction. It's like, we just want to watch football that Taylor Swift. But it was a lot of big money for them. So the argument is if she should be banned from going to NFL games.
Oh, no shit.
So what do you think? What do you think?
Would you ban someone for dating a football player that? Or
you know what? Nothing? I see two points to this because for one, you probably brought new people to the game too.
Yep.
And that's why they keep shifting over to her, because they're like, oh, yeah, you know, give them a little
did
bit.
You say keep swifting over to her?
Yeah, swifting over to her.
See, I think that's,
Swift
I think that's
the camera
a good
over.
I think it's a great point that she brings new people. Yeah. But also, like, I feel bad for, like, the Kansas City, like, the old school fans.
Right.
That are like, what are all these fucking little girls yeah. doing around here? Because I saw a documentary the other day on ESPN, and they were, like, they were showing these kids, and they're, like, holding up these 12-year-old
girls.
Swift,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't even, like, people don't give a shit about the game, and... It's just some old dude who's had like he's had seats right? their season passes for that, and 50
that's the
years
problem. And... That's the problem is that the old guy's pissed off because he can't cuss in front of this little girl no more. Suck my.
You know what's weird? I can remember being a kid and going to the Kingdom in Seattle. I think I brought this up a couple weeks ago on the pod, but I would go and watch Mariners games, and no one gave a shit that I was a kid there. I got like I literally had grown men spitting beer on the back of my neck, all sorts of cussing, and it made me think like this is what I tried to bring up on the pod the other day. It's so weird that like at a stadium. You can have little children there while you're serving alcohol, but then they can't go into a bar because even though there's
none of that shit makes sense. Because you got guys that maybe let's say majority of them barely making minimum wage, and then they go see a millionaire play a game.
And now, in this case, they're watching a billionaire watch a millionaire
right,
play.
Right, they're watching a billionaire bang the millionaire.
Well, I'd watch that.
And now you're going to take your money and get his jersey. And none of it makes sense to me. None of it does because, like, they don't need it. The people that don't need it get the most attention.
Well, and yeah, but I mean, they're it's a big part of our. It's like sports are a huge thing, so it's not the players should get paid that money, in my opinion, because it's just like if you would ever sell out a club, they should give you more money for performing there, right?
Yeah, not the owner of the club, right?
Yeah. So like the players should be making that money, in my opinion. I get what you're saying. It's
whoever writes the check to the players is the one making the money.
Well, of course. Yeah.
They're the ones raking.
If you have someone making $27 million a year, the dude writing the check is making. Or woman.
Yeah. Let's face it. It's the dinner. or however they identify.
Right, yeah. They can identify as however the fuck they want. They got $2 billion identify, in the bank. Yeah.
This boss can identify however.
But basically, it was a rumor, so they're not going to ban her from games. But you're right, because it just brings in too much money. So, but ultimately, it'll show her all the time.
Yeah. See, girls with her can't even care less.
Yeah. Oh, look at her. They don't give a shit. There's kids that are just watching her. There's those three dudes have had at least 17 conversations about how they could bang her if they wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, that's definitely happened in that picture.
It's just crazy that's like an argument.
It's so, yeah, it's very weird. Could you imagine what the heat that the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs would be under from the Swifties,
bro,
they were like no more Taylor, more Tay Tay at the shows.
Just so
games.
You know, too, a lot of the like rumors or the storyline, because as a Niners fan in the Chiefs, was that we thought the Chiefs were going to win because they thought that they were going to propose, like that was going to be a big moment Hollywood and the footballs, that they thought they were going to propose like after the game.
The other rumor I remember going into the Super Bowl was. That they were going to do the proposal, and then they were going to stand up and support Biden. They had this whole weird conspiracy worked out.
Yeah, it was crazy, but
no. And then it turned out Kansas City was just a better team. Well, you know what time it is? It's time to go off the Todd rope.
Off the Todd rope.
Do you want me to play the thing?
Yeah, why not?
You got it.
Okay.
When's the last time you went off the rope?
It was a while ago.
I was about to say, who's that guy?
Well, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Let's get off
to show
rope.
You, just real quick, since you brought up that guy, to show you how dickish wrestlers are, his name was Sean Altamont, and he wrestled as Sean Altamont. But former almost friend of the only dark of the only lost episode of this podcast, Dr. Luther, couldn't get the name right. He could never remember it. So for the rest of his career, he was known as Sean Analfinger.
Anyway,
here we go. So what this is it's off the Todd rope. It's basically, these are questions that have been written not by me. They've been put in there by Derek.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to reach in. I'm going to pull one. I'm going to ask you out. We're going to go spitfire here.
Let's get
it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's just see. Right. This is where we get to know the real Juan Gonzalez. All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Not in Italy or wherever the fuck it was. If you could spend time with a cartoon character, whom would you pick?
Speedy Gonzalez, baby. That's my dog right there, man. I'd be like, I remember you from a kid.
I'd want to be the what was the side character for who was his side piece? There was
Speedy had a side piece.
No, remember he used to have that.
Thinking Pepe Le Pew, man.
No. He had like there was another.
Was that little guy right there?
Yeah, no. It was like a big. It was like the total opposite. He was like a slow
slowy
Mexican mouse. I don't know. Like, can we look up Speedy Gonzalez sidekick?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I want to. Main reason
I mean, it's up, in my name, man.
The main reason I want to make this up or want to show this because I want to make sure. Yeah, there he is.
What, right oh, that rat, the rat.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke.
That's me. I'm Slowpoke.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. Let's do the remake.
Yeah, hell
the
yeah.
Unofficial.
it's
intellectual property's free now, right? It's been so long. I don't know how long. Yeah.
It's so weird to think that they had to have been like that. They were like, we have this very popular character, but he is Mexican, so we have to show a negative stereotype. Because I remember Slowpoke would just show up and he'd be like, hey. It was very, hey, fucker, what are you running around for?
And we do come in both.
I'm sure you do. If you were given one wish, what is something completely ridiculous that you would wish for?
Ah, shit, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me a lazy river.
Oh, okay.
Lazy river. Hell yeah. Like in your backyard?
What lazy river in my backyard, bro? And I want a shitty house in the front. Like, it's impossible that this owner has a lazy river in the back. He didn't even work on it. He didn't put it. He should have put that on the house, is what I want people to think.
Yeah. Now, if you had the lazy river in your backyard, would you build up like a fence so that your neighbors couldn't crawl over and pass the river?
Ain't no fence high enough, like baby. I think my family have shown that.
If you had to live in a movie world, which movie would it be?
Shoot. If I had to live in a movie world. You know what? I'll be down for The Boys. Them motherfuckers get crazy. Especially if I got powers.
The Boys. Oh, the TV
show. You never seen The Boys? Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
But the question was movie.
Wasn't that like
it's a TV show?
I know.
Okay, I get you. All right.
The Boys would be intense to live in, though, dude. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens, dude.
What would be your superhero superhero ability? Speedy. Be Speedy.
Nah, I mean, they already got A-Train for that one. I'll be like, okay, I'll be the guy that can rob people, but nobody knows it was me.
I think you already proved that can't happen when you were 15.
Yeah, the idea of The Boys
I
really
stole
quick
two residencies.
Is if superheroes were bad, like if they were like real, but they were like dickheads and like normal people and had flaws.
Bro, yeah,
and shit.
I feel like I should watch that show.
This show's
like
pretty
really
crazy.
Good.
One time I was talking intense. About this show for a while, but the guy I was talking to didn't hear me right. He thought I was talking about The Voice. And he's like, I got to see The Voice, man. They got crazy since the last time.
Then he watched the show and he's just waiting for Reba
You're
to
full
start.
Of
like,
shit, right? This guy's full of shit. It was Byron Kennedy. That's what
was that Byron Kennedy?
Byron Kennedy.
He thought you were talking about The Voice.
He's like, did you say The Voice? God damn, this show's good. No, The Boys, man.
The Boys. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? We ask the tough questions here on the Sweet Potato Pod.
I'll take 100 duck-sized horses, man. I'll just be just kicking them just as far as I can.
Pop, poop.
But that one big one, fuck that, man.
A horse-sized duck would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. How would it quack?
Quack. Okay, last one. If you could be transformed into any animal, horse-sized duck is off the table.
Ah.
If you could be transformed into any animal, which one would you choose? Chihuahua?
Man, I'm going to go with the sloth.
The sloth?
Hell yeah, bro, because that's how chill I'd be off stage, you know? I know you.
That's true. I've seen him after a great amount of weed, and that is pretty much what it is.
What would you pick?
I would make a good panda. If I could do more somersaults, I think that I could just live my life as a panda.
Would you learn kung fu as well?
He just needs the fur.
I mean, the panda is pretty much my spirit animal at this point. This is the story of the panda and the sloth and their friendship. We should write a cartoon book, a kid's book.
Hey, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Just the whole book panda, you're trying to do a somersault.
The panda was a dick. And Bluetooth can sponsor this.
Bluetooth, if you want to sponsor it. So you and I used to do a small podcast called Gorgeous.
Oh yeah, Gorgeous.
And one of our things was always the Mexican word of the day.
Yeah, man.
So do you have a Mexican word of the day for
me? We lit controversy with that shit, man. Yeah, I got a few people. A Mexican word for you right here. Okay. It's a phrase.
Okay. And then, right. So what happens is, just because I don't know if you ever saw, he gives me a phrase in Mexican or Spanish, as some Spanish. People would call it. And then...
as the normal educated people would say.
And then I guess what it means.
Okay.
And then he tells me, and then as we found out in the past, he's like 50-50 on if he's right or not. But the commenters will let us know if it's wrong.
The same word can mean different things.
Oh, really?
That's what we fucking know. Yeah. Like in Argentina, something else. Yeah. Mexico, something. Spain is something different.
Yeah.
So that's why I got a lot of stuff. But
he told me a word, and I kept saying it over and over again. Because it turned, like, he thought it meant like banana cream pie, but it turned out it was the N-word in Argentina. And so I got in a lot of trouble.
So we're going to do something nice and soft, okay?
Okay. But all not right. Not if Bluetooth's involved.
All right. So yeah. here's the phrase. A la verga.
A la verga?
Yeah.
I do know what that is.
Oh.
That is... a child around the age of between 12 and 17 that has transitioned. and a lot of people in Mexico want to call it an albergex. But that's actually what it is. I do know that. Is that right?
What? How do you seem so confident? Well, like,
I'm an educated man. I've been around the world. Well, I've been to England.
Guess was educated?
I'm guessing I'm wrong.
I mean, it's a phrase used when you can use it so many different ways, but it basically means eat a dick.
Eat a dick?
Aid the dick.
Aid the dick?
Aid.
A
yeah,
the dick.
Like,
the dick?
La verga. Verga is dick.
So what? How would you use that? Like,
someone's like, hey, man.
If someone's like, look,
we ordered 10 wings, but they just gave us fries. A la verga.
Oh, okay.
Like they messed this up.
Like you got dick down or you got dick out of it or something.
Well, I don't know about dick down. I think that's something totally different.
That's when you give the verga.
I think that's when your guy uses Blue Chew, and then you're like, ah, la verga.
Yeah, that's how you should do it.
Metaphorically.
Take the chew, and you're like, ah, la verga.
Man, so we always ask if you have any dates coming up, but obviously yours are right here in Las Vegas. You're going to Texas though, right?
No, I just got back from Texas.
No, fuck me.
Yeah, yes, sir. I just got back from Dallas, man. They were awesome. I do got Arizona coming up. I'll be in California in September. But
so those are some big states. You want to narrow it down to the city?
Hell yeah. Ontario, what's up?
I'll be
coming to your city. No, I'm actually doing a winery out there.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
These motherfuckers get crazy. They actually sell out their shows week in advance. Last time I was out there, they did this crazy murder mystery thing, and then while they're looking for the killer, a comic comes up on stage, and I was the comic, bro. It was like fucking nuts. So I'm like, I'll do the winery.
It's weird. I've been to a couple of those during your 6 o'clock show, because I've heard the audience is laughing. I'm like, how's this fucker killing? It's a real mystery.
This guy stretches so much, but never in real life. If he would just stretch in real life as much as he does these attempts to hit me, he'd be as skinny as you. But
so every night at 6 o'clock.
Every night 6 o'clock and
now LA Comedy Club.
9 o'clock too, man. You can see me both shows, bro. We up to 14 a week right now, man.
Awesome. Damn. So you're doing crazy, wait? Bro. Are you doing 7 nights a week at Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, for the most part.
Hell yeah,
for
dude.
For the most part, for right now, yeah.
All right. So 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. LA Comedy Club. 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Wait, I counted a while back, but I know for now, like I'm over 250 shows for this year.
Damn, dude.
Alone.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I've
congratulations,
never,
brother. That's
never
awesome.
Done this amount in one time, and it feels like I'm getting like 2 years of knowledge every year, or maybe 3 years or something. Man. It just feels like, I don't know, just going up that long. 45 minutes every time.
Yeah.
Every show.
That's 45. Wild, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Man. And and also, like, I think a lot of times people don't have enough respect for the Las Vegas audiences, because a lot of people are like, oh, Las Vegas, whatever. But you're literally playing to an international audience. Everybody. Every fucking night.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people don't know. I've done shows at the LA Comedy Club. I've done shows at, and you hear, and people come up to you. They're from Australia. They're from Germany. They're from England. Whatever. You get those, you get an entire room, which you do. All kidding aside, you get the entire room on your side, listening to your stories, laughing at your jokes. That's a fucking international
to
audience
the point,
you have every night.
These motherfuckers will stand up and
clap. Calm down. Yeah,
he's seen it. No, he's come up on stage before and they're just standing
it
up.
True.
Like it right there,
it
bro.
Makes me vomit.
And to make strangers love you that much, that's when I know. I know I got something. And it's absolutely. Not if, but when that little spark hits and fucking takes me off to the other side. I mean, I feel like I already have the best of it, because I got all this money and not without the fame, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Without the fucking fame, bro.
But I mean, he's never that's a very it's interesting, because you were just talking about how people shouldn't go watch all these football players, and now you're like, right? You're like, I got all this
come
money, where are the people? Well, they're not coming
me,
out to
bro.
Watch you,
they're
fucker.
Not, they're no, they're like, watching what? The football players. Meanwhile, I got a message.
What is your message? I'm kidding. That's the end of the episode. Brother, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you,
and,
man.
Yeah, definitely go check this fucker out when you're in Las Vegas. Very funny shows.
Yeah. Listen to his tone. He don't like it. One bit.
Not at all.
One bit.
That's what we call, the American word of the day is begrudging.
Thanks so much, man, for coming
thank
on. Appreciate
you,
it. Like, comment, hell subscribe.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes, like, comment,
you
subscribe.
You got
to
leave me this time?
Boom. By the way, Mexicans, he's okay.
Make sure we have that.